gonna just play my song. Got a hot topic for the show tonight. Let me call, let me get my mind right. Hey, I'm a Tyrone, won't you come along and just play my song. Got a hot topic for the show tonight. Let me call, let me get my mind right. I could get my homegirl to you, the top blood show blazing through. She gon' make you do what you got, the hot things on top for you. It's something that's on your mind, you can call up and just talk to fly. Got the magic dance to relax your mind too, and each and every Tuesday night. Cause hey, I'm in Tyrone, won't you come along and just play my song. Got a hot topic on the show tonight. Let me call, let me get my mind right. Hey, I'm in Tyrone, won't you come along and just play my song. Got a hot topic on the show tonight. Let me call, let me get my mind right.
Happy Tuesday going out to all of you guys out there tuning in tonight on Flood the Block Radio Show right here on the flow, rocktheflow.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. Happy Fat Tuesday to you all, and I hope that you guys are getting your celebration on, and I'm sure many of you don't even need Fat Tuesday to occur for you to get your celebration on, but happy Fat Tuesday to you guys. And tonight, wow, first of all, I hope that you guys had a wonderful, long, relaxing weekend. If you had to work over the weekend, hopefully you still got some kind of play and relaxation in. Tonight we're definitely doing a very informative topic. Shout out to everyone that came out at Ben's Next Door last week. But tonight is all about information. It's tax season, so we're going to talk about taxes and getting your finances in order for this tax season and coming up as everyone's getting ready for vacations and just planning out their new year. So we have Xavier Epps coming in to give us some tips on how to do your taxes. So if you haven't done them yet, you definitely want to tune in tonight, or tell a friend or family member to tune in tonight to get some tips on how to make your tax experience well worth it for the tax year of 2011. You know, they're always trying to take from us, so let's try to find ways to keep some of our money, all right? All right, let's go ahead and get this show started. Eight after the hour right here on Flood the Block Radio Show. Here's Beyonce Signs.
In December, every sign has its own mode. I was in love with the Sagittarius. See the emotions he put me through. From Capricorn to Aquarius, they all got their different minds. The affection of a Virgo, which sign matches good with mine? I'm a Wixish.
I was in love with the Sagittarius. He blew my mind. Like a Gemini, he was freaking like a Taurus. The way he handled me, yeah. Flirtatious like an Aries. Which sign is best for me?
Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer. A Virgo, the same sign as me. You know how to show me love, cause I've been hurt by Pisces. I want him sexy like a Scorpio, the way he holds me close, yeah. Sensitive as a Cancer, every sign from coast to coast.
Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Aquarius. So much moves after you've been with you. Fun like a Libra. He stays on my mind. He's so unpredictable. He reminds me of every sign.
Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer,
you know you're blowing me away. No matter where you're born, for showing me you're okay. I love every one of y'all, no matter what sign you are. January to December, here's my open arms.
I was in love with the Sagittarius.
If it ain't got the sweet frosting, yeah. You're keeping me on my A game without having to say name. They may flame, but shorty, we burn it up. The sag in my swag, pep in my step. Daddy do the Gucci, mommy intercepts. Yes, it's a G thing. Whenever we swing, I'ma need Coretta Scott if I'm gonna be king.
I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force when she give me reason to not stop. And though I'm hot, together we burn it up.
The taped up cut, the cleaned up ice. The shorty come around, I clean up nice. Dynamic duo, Batman Robin. Whoever don't like it, it's that man's problem. And when I feel like I'm tired, mommy be taking me higher. I'm on fire. But shorty, we burn it up.
I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force when we're together. Mommy, I'm good all by myself, but baby, you make me better.
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 Inside every great man, you can find a woman like a soldier holding him down.
Treats me like a dog, watches for the hit.
checks where I go, even watches who I'm with. The right when I'm wrong, so I never slip. Show me how to move, that's why I never trip. And baby girl, you so major, they should front page ya. God bless the parents who made ya. Middle finger anybody who hate the way we burn it up.
I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force when we're together.
Yeah, baby, them lames you playing with, they gonna put you down. We trying to compliment you, you know, make it better. Top notch Tim, nice look Neo, living good Loso. They ask you how you doing now, tell them better than them.
All right, Fabulous Neo, you make me better right here on Flood the Block Radio Show, right here on The Flow, rocktheflow.com. What's going on, Si?
Yo.
All right.
I mean, that's about it. Yo.
Yeah, this week is
kind of... I forgot what day it was for a second.
This week is kind of crazy. But first...
Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, definitely happy Tuesday. And congratulations to our very own KD, who had the baby boy... Kingston David.
Yeah.
I believe he had him, was it Thursday?
I
no.
don't remember.
It was sometime over the weekend.
Yes,
so congratulations. And they finally took the baby home today. So very, very happy.
It's a different kind of crunch time now for KD.
Oh man, yeah, it's definitely a different kind of crunch time, but
sleep free edition.
But I'm sure he's having a ball. I'm sure he's excited. And wow, how was your weekend? It was
my
a very
weekend
long weekend.
It was great. I hung out with some great people.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I hung out with some great people.
Okay.
What?
What does that mean? What makes these people great?
No, I'm trying it again. I hung out with some great people. Just some cool, great people. That was it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to leave that alone. But yeah, it was a long weekend. But
it was very long.
But it didn't. I don't know. It was. You know what? The long weekends are never not. They're never long enough. And that was pretty much, pretty much school hostage all weekend. So.
Oh.
I know you don't have to endure
no,
that pain anymore.
Never, ever again. But yeah. I empathize with you because this time last year I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
No fun.
Yeah, it's really no fun at all when you're held hostage by your
school.
Shout
out to everybody in grad school holding it down.
Yes, yes.
Doing
their thing. I'll be joining that crew.
One day you look back and say, I remember that. Trust me.
Oh my gosh.
It's coming for all of y'all.
Man. So, but other than that, good weekend to chill, relax. You know, some of you people were still celebrating Valentine's Day and got your Valentine's Day celebrations on.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, why not? Some people that didn't...
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah,
they
weren't able to, you know, celebrate.
It's funny you say that because I had to think back. It's been, you know, after, you know, 3 days off of work, and I was off Thursday, and Friday I was running around. Friday, around lunchtime, me and a coworker of mine and some friends, we rode down to the Emma Kim Memorial because I had a friend in town who hadn't been to see it yet. And we saw a guy on a bike with some balloons and stuff for Valentine's Day.
Aww.
And they was like, so Friday was what? What was Friday? The 16th, 17th, right? 17th.
Yeah.
And so the staff assistant, she was like, somebody really messed up. And I was like, nah, it's too late. We was like, you know, the 15th is that side chick day. So what you get now is either somebody just got back in town from a business trip,
yeah,
or military, somebody just getting back. It's like, we're going to have Valentine's Day as soon as you go home, baby. So it was like, oh, yeah, it was cute. It was so cute.
I mean, you have...
Not to mention it's half off.
You kind of, you have kind of like a window, a certain window to kind of celebrate. You don't think so?
You have
to just spend that particular day?
You have a window if somebody is out of town, business trip, military, hospital, whatever. But otherwise, there is no window.
Yeah, I guess, you know, that's true.
Some things...
Unless your schedule can't, you know, permit you
unless,
guys to
unless
do it,
your
yeah.
schedule can't permit it, there is no reason to, no.
That
no.
is so funny you mentioned the side chick or side dude day, which is the 15th, which a lot of people were talking about and celebrating on the 15th, and which
side
was
dude.
Wednesday. Yeah.
Side dude.
You can have a side... I mean, if men can have a side chick, women can definitely
oh, yeah,
have a side chick.
I know,
chick.
But... First of all, how many women are actually buying stuff for Valentine's Day?
There are
Day
a lot
men?
Of women.
Now
actually, doing
what a friend of mine told me was that when leap years come, it's the man's turn to get stuff. But
I never heard that.
Yeah, that's what every woman I know who's in America was like. Yeah, I never heard that before.
I never heard that. So, I mean, but I don't agree with, you know, not getting the man anything.
Oh, me neither.
I don't. You
if
know,
I'm buying
agree
you
with
buying
that.
Too.
I mean, well, I don't know, you know about all that.
I'm saying.
I mean, because sometimes a dude
no,
may want you,
you
to be
you
his Valentine, but you're not necessarily celebrating
well, yeah.
it like he is.
Well, yeah. I mean, but if that's not going extra hard, though. I mean, if you just buying somebody flowers and, you know, edible arrangements, you know, that's one thing. But if you, you know, it's like, ah, I'm going hard, and, you know, you shouldn't go that hard if you ain't getting nothing back.
Well, you shouldn't go
that,
like that hard. If, I mean, you know, to each his own.
No, I'm saying going that hard, like, you know.
I mean,
yeah, exactly. That's what I'm know, talking about.
Do what
bananas.
You can, do what you must to impress. Just make sure it's worth it.
I mean, but you can't go all out and have nothing left in the tank.
I mean, you can't go broke trying to satisfy somebody.
That's
of
what I'm
course
talking
not.
About.
But
exactly.
I'm just saying, you know. Anyway, I think it's something that should be done year round, regardless. So, I mean, that day just really is redundant. But so you know, some people they you know can. You know, finish celebrating or whatever over the weekend. And a lot of things happened over the weekend. Of course, the death of, you know, the funeral, excuse me, of Whitney Houston Saturday, which kept everyone, almost everyone in the house all day, just watching this funeral like it was a family, you know, a family, a family member's funeral. I know I was not expecting to really sit and watch the funeral all day, but I really sat there and watched the funeral. I think it actually started like at 11 and went all the way to like maybe 4 or 5 o'clock. And I was just sitting there. I was just like, I cannot believe I really sat here and watched this thing from beginning to end. CNN covered it, of course. BET, TV1, they covered it. CNN, they did a very good job until the end. Like, it was like, what's the guy's name? Pierce, whatever. He really irritated me at the end of it because he just kept nagging about Bobby Brown.
Yeah, you know what? I said this.
I called him out.
I said this in some closed circles, and I'm going to say it on the air. A lot of the issue, especially with the white male out there like Simon Cowell and Pierce, who mentioned, you know, we in the black community have understood. Now, a lot of people, when it first started, we thought that Bobby was the downfall, honestly. But as time progressed, you're like, you know what? What attracted her to Bobby in the first place?
Exactly.
We're not taking shots at Whitney, who's passed on. But it's like, you know, no one forced you to be there. And if you didn't have something in common, and that might have been what it was that lifestyle. But it goes to how the white male in general looks at the black man as if, you know, he has to corrupt somebody, even to that point. Like,
well, you know, he just kept just putting.
No, this. They're like Bobby Brown is his fault, and you know,
right.
And it's like she they had to hold her up to such a standard where she can't have any flaws. So it has to be this black man.
Well, that's what Clive Davis basically did for her. I mean, he basically created her, you know, to in this industry. Basically created just like how, you know, Beyonce's dad did for her. You know, Clive Davis was the one that kind of shielded her and created this, you know, this persona of her to be this angel, this person, and things like that to the public eye. But, you know, of course, none of us know what she was doing. You know, we only know what we hear. And, I mean, she's actually made it, you know, she said that, you know, she was, you know, doing things and introduced to things before Bobby Brown.
Right.
But the thing that Pierce was doing, you know, of course, the situation with Bobby Brown leaving the funeral before it started, like, he just kept badgering and asking people. I mean, even to the point to where Al Sharpton was like,
leave Bobby alone.
It was because just like, come that was on. About. I don't even know, understand his purpose of even being there. He didn't have no clue what kind of service it was.
They put Roland on suspension. If you remember, Roland Martin is on suspension.
I remember
for
hearing
Super Bowl
that.
Tweets. So they had, you know, and Don Lemon was, you know, Don Lemon was out in the crowd. You know, they so
he
that was
just
there.
Really irked my nerve. He irked my
so
nerve.
It was that was it. You know, Larry King is retired, so it's like, okay, Pierce, here you go.
Like, that would have been better, but he just irked my nerve. But outside of that, it was a wonderful celebration of life. What we call a homegoing service, and you know what they really did is they really showed people. Well, you don't go to a Baptist church, Simondo, but it's really not dependent on the kind of
black church is a black church,
yeah,
for the most part.
For the most part,
unless it's the Imani Temple, you're gonna have a building fund, a song of prayer, some announcement of sermon, song of prayer, and another offering.
Well, you're talking about the structure. I'm talking about how things are celebrated. You know, just how things are. You know. How just the feeling and everything of how it is inside the black church, that's where it is kind of different when it comes to, you know,
that's what
different
the boy was talking about. He was like, I've never been to a service like this before.
Yeah, I mean, they really brought the Baptist, well, the Baptist church, you know, just they pretty much brought all of that, because when you think about it, you know, even when Michael Jackson had his funeral and
it
all
was
this,
way different.
It was like a concert.
First of all, but Michael Jackson was Jehovah's Witness.
Well, yeah, but I mean, just even still,
but
like
starting from there, it's going to be different. But also, it was, you know, he didn't have roots in the church. Like Whitney started singing in the church. Michael Jackson started singing in the basement, and then his dad took him on the road. So it's very, very. And Whitney's mom's a gospel singer. You know.
Well, my point is, I was more touched by this funeral than I was.
Well, most people were
because
it was more of a. This was more about her and her relationship with God, say, than it was about the life. Like, people were like that Clive seemed out of place because Clive was just talking about performance, and was like, save that for a show tribute.
I mean, but that's for, basically
that's all he had.
That's all he talks about. I mean, he talks about, you know,
oh, I totally
money,
understand.
And he talks about artists and what they do and blah blah blah. Like I was kind of thrown off too. I was just like, is this the same guy that was having a party that, you know, didn't really
and
I
there's
mean,
conflicting reports about that. But Kevin Costner was great.
He was great and long.
I'm
that was like
that.
The longest speech
yeah,
ever.
But that was heartfelt. That it was
it
heartfelt
was
stuff.
It was, and he got choked up at the end, and that's what made you kind of really appreciate his speech, because he really, you know, and all of the speeches that, you know, for people that was really closer, I think they did a great job in choosing the people to kind of speak for her. So of course there's a controversy with some things with the funeral and things like that we'll talk about later. But wow, Melissa's Simondo, look, Melissa's here.
I know, and some shiny pants.
Yeah, we'll just leave that off until break. So, also, our special guest is here, and we have some wonderful tips for you guys coming up shortly. Of course, tax season is here. If you guys haven't filed your taxes, you need to get up on it and make it happen. And we have the person here to kind of help you, you know, help you out when it comes to that. Some great tips on, you know, the best ways to kind of keep some of that money that they try to take from you. Because I swear, I'd be like, what am I working for? Who am I working for, really? But, well, yeah. But, you know, and God bless him because he saves me here. But anyway, so tax questions 301-560-6992 coming up after this break. We'll be right back right here on Flood the Block Radio.
Please. please don't hold that against me. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. Even though I still can feel a sting, no need to second guess me. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. See, I don't mind you putting up a little bit of fight, it's alright. But why run from what's gonna hold you tight through any complications, baby? Maybe we can start tonight. I saw the dirty look you gave me. Don't care what your ex do. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. Ain't no one gonna love you like I'm gonna love you. And if you dare, don't dare, send me straight the voicemail, babe. I'm just gonna text you. Hope it ain't no issue. I just gotta let you know no one gonna love you like I'm gonna love you. See, I don't mind you putting up a little bit of fight, it's alright. But why?
She sent for me, so be nice, you hear? Ah, boy, body, she want to feel nice. So she said, Miss a tweet, all right. What me say? Miss a tweet nice, they are for the girl them. Tweet nice already, and she come back again. Miss a tweet nice, they are for the girl them. Tweet nice already, and she come back again. Kiss her on her lips, and she started to float. The way she feel like, she start to climb smoke. She start get wild and grab out for me choke. She start feel high like man with a coke. Man, she want a man in her life. A man fi make she feel nice, you hear? Ah, boy, she want fi feel nice. So she said fi miss a tweet, alright. What me say? Miss a tweet nice, they are fi the girl dem. Tweet nice already, and she come back again. Miss a tweet nice, they are fi the girl dem. Tweet nice already, and she come back again.
Arms out! Girl, I fuck, girl, I fight over your man. I'll move on, go along. Girl, I fuck, girl, I fight over your man. All the girls, them, watch this. It's like me that criticize you and you the man love. Everywhere them see you, them a fling them outward, but no. Care all them envy, care all them grudge. Ball it out of your body, them can't touch. Just because of you, look at spend the money plan. That's why a girl want come tap your man. Girl, I fuck, girl, I fight over your man. All I'ma do, all I'ma do, move on, go along. Girl, I fuck, girl, I fight over your man. All I'm gonna regret, can't tell the man, watch this.
Wait, the man, my man, who that you call? Wait, the man, who no think me did done? Wait, the man, my who that you call? Wait, the man, who no think me did done? If it turn up, say DJ, go on, go sit down, make up it turn up. Tell them, fi pack up and run, make up it turn up. See go and go sit down, me pop it and up. Tell them fi pop up and run now.
Cobra?
Craig Mack.
Oh, yeah.
Craig Mack?
1,000 degrees. Ha, boy.
But you...
Never mind. I'm not going to say that where we got guests. Anyway, welcome back. Flood the Block Radio Show right here on the flow. Rockthefloor.com.
Okay, I'm not going to say that. We got company. I know Tia is bugging tonight.
I don't know, Melanie. Mm-hmm. Welcome back.
I don't get it.
Yeah, me neither.
You don't like that name? Melanie?
That was so ill. That's Melissa. Like, no one called
As I'm telling you guys out.
Oh, really? You going to turn the mics off?
No.
Exactly.
Mm-mm. New flavor in your ear.
I spit hot fire.
Shout out to Samando waving a lighter on his phone.
We don't believe
that reminds
you
me of that commercial. That commercial where they was just jamming to their phone. Like, you are out of control. All right, so we got special guest Xavier Epps in the studio with us. Welcome, welcome.
How you doing?
And you are the, I'm going to call you the tax finance guy. But no, you
That's cool. That is cool.
X&E Financial. And welcome once again to the show. And thank you so much for coming through. And
thank you.
Now, of course, is a very important time to have you on to talk to these people about, you know, their tax preparations, as well as, you know, we were talking off air, what to do, you know, how to kind of use the taxes to kind of invest,
right,
you know, versus, you know, splurge.
Right.
So why don't you go ahead and, introduce your company and what exactly you do.
Okay. So, yeah, my name is Xavier Epps, like Ms. Flood just announced. I'm the founder and CEO of X&E Financial Advising, LLC. We're incorporated in the state of Virginia, but we have clients all over D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Oklahoma, New Jersey, New York, South Carolina, North Carolina. So we definitely have, you know, some clout. But what we do basically, we provide personal financial solutions for individuals and small businesses. We at the end of the day, we provide budgets, debt analysis, tax analysis. We also provide tax preparation, of course. On a small business front, we reach out to small businesses to help them with cash flow management, provide profit and loss statements. We also help them with payroll guidelines in terms of making payroll, paying the right state and tax agencies, all that fun stuff.
Oh, gosh. So you do it all.
Yeah, so we do a whole lot of a little bit of everything, but we try to get, you know, my main purpose of starting this business was getting people back to the basics, because a lot of people want to get to investing. A lot of people want to get to purchasing homes, but financially, credit-wise, you know, the household budget is not in order. So it's like I see all, you know, my background, 8 years in Wall Street, and I always saw a lot of people trying to just jump into the investment arena, but not have all their eggs at home in the basket. So I say what I would do is help people get to the next level. I'll help them get a budget constructed for 12 months and help them pay down debts, help them save money, help them get out of debt, help them stick to a budget so that they can have a cushion for emergency savings in the future. And once all those key elements came together, now you're ready. Now you're ready for, you know, investments.
That's funny you say that, as far as the investments go, like, because there are a lot of people who generally, they want to put money into something, they want to invest something, but they really don't have any money necessarily to kind of fall back on. It's kind of like, almost damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because it's kind of like you want to invest and make sure that you have, you know, you have something in your name, but at the same time, you're still going through financial troubles. Like, how can you, is there a balance with that, or is, will
well,
there?
No, yeah, it's definitely a balance. And this, when I talk to a client and they tell me, hey, I have this 401k or this TSP or this retirement income coming out, but then I see you have that's north of $100,000, my first thing is going to be, let's stop those contributions, because you can't live for the future if you can't get through today. You have to get these debt levels down. You have to get that savings up before you can even think about retirement, because you're going to be stressed every day because of these amounting debts that's, you know, killing you. And by the time you get to retirement, you know, God forbid something happens to you, because all that stress, you know, plays a big part in your health.
Wow. So are you, so if someone's in debt or whatever, are you saying that those extra things, like, you know, because a lot of companies now, they make you, you know, save into 401k. Unfortunately, a lot of them, they do. But are you saying that there should be certain cutbacks when it comes to, instead of putting that money into those certain accounts, kind of creating more of a savings type of thing for, like, I'm just trying to understand.
I definitely... when I just go out there, and this is something totally different that a lot of financial advisors aren't going to admit, but I think it takes, everything takes part core at home with the, like I was saying, with the the budgets, the debt, the savings. If you have $0 in savings, mm-hmm. but you're putting away money for investments, an emergency happens, you know, God forbid a child has to go to the hospital or,
right.
you know, your car breaks down and you have no money, you touch that retirement, you're going to have to get a 10%, you know, withdrawal penalty.
Right, that's true.
And then you're sitting there looking at the retirement account with $2,000-$3,000, but you have nothing in your pocket for these emergencies. So off the break, I tell people, look, we're going to get to investing, we're going to get to retirement, we're going to get to all that fun stuff, but let's first take care of home. Let's first make sure you got some money in the bank. Just in case something happens, let's make sure that you don't have all these debt collectors, all these mounting debts on your back, on your shoulders every month. Let's get some of that stuff taken down. And once we get to a equilibrium, then we'll look to the investing.
Because you can actually start and stop with, I think.
Yeah, you can start and stop.
With the 401k. So let's say you have a client and you're like, okay, let's do a year. That money that you were putting into your 401k, let's start building a savings account with that particular money. So something like that.
Right.
That
yeah,
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I would tell them to stop for a little bit, maybe this whole 12 months of the budget. Hey, stop. Let's build up the emergency savings. Let's pay down some of these debts. Let's settle on some of these. We even help clients settle on debts. We'll be on the phone with them when they call the collection agency and say, hey, bam, we want to settle for this amount of money. They'll settle it. That's one debt out the way. We know we kind of tackle it each one by one until they're gone. And once all that is done, once all that is done, then we get back. Let's get back into investing. Let's get back into the retirement 401k TSPs.
Because I mean, that's a great idea, just for the simple fact, because a lot of people sometimes they don't even reach retirement age. So many people are dying young, you know, due to the stress and mm-hmm. due to a lot of things like you mentioned. So that actually makes a lot of sense to, you know, if you are struggling and going through, you know, financial crisis, but you're like, oh wow, you know, like you said, because when it's like, I don't even look at my 401k thing, like I'm like, I don't even want to know.
Look at mine.
Like I'll, you know, maybe every once in a while, but I know that if I look at it, I'm be like, are you serious? Right. And I think that, you know, that's an awesome idea. Like, you know, because you can stop, you know, start and stop and things like that. So, you know, give yourself a certain period of time to kind of, you know, look, I'm going to take that and transfer it. Basically transfer it over and then restart, because you'll still be coming out good in the end, I think.
Right. And at the end of the day, all that matters is that, you know, everything is taken care of at home. And then you can contribute more to your TSP and your retirement once you get everything at home taken care of.
Because can you just imagine you building all this money in your 401k and you don't even live to see that retirement?
A crushing blow.
You want to take it with
I'm
you?
I'm taking it with me.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure Melissa's going to figure out some way to take
the cash. It'll all be in shoes.
Your beneficiaries, right?
It goes to the beneficiaries. It goes if you set up.
I mean, if you do it right, if you don't, it can go right back to where it came from.
Yeah, they can go back to the government. Everything. I mean, they even have the death tax. It's a tax that you have to pay when you pass away.
Yeah.
Lord bless your soul.
You did.
You just can't.
I'm gonna tax you.
You can't get away.
You can't live or die. They just try to get you for all that you got.
Yeah, we in debt. Kids. Like your kids. Oh, you got the kids down here, beneficiaries. Don't worry, we'll get them too.
Gosh,
we need that money, homie. Just go.
It's just out of control. So as we're coming up, of course, on the tax season, and you know, I know you have a lot of tips and things to give us for the season. What do you find? Let's just go ahead and just start it off. I don't even know the best way to even start off a tax conversation, because I was having a conversation with someone earlier today, but let's kind of just start from as far as people who still haven't really fully got their 2010 taxes in order. Mm-hmm. So let's say that someone, you know, they had the 2000 tax, maybe they didn't even file their 2010 taxes.
Right.
Of course there's a penalty.
Wow.
Of course.
I have a hug for you.
There is a penalty.
Not that
for that.
Bad. It's not that bad, though.
But would they be able to file 2010 and 2011 together?
No. They will have to first file 2010.
Okay.
Once they file 2010, even just sending it in the mail and calling the IRS or the U.S. Treasury, say, hey, you know, I want to make sure that you all got my 2010 taxes. I know it's late. Just want to make sure you got it. They say, yeah, we got it. That's all I need. Then you can go ahead and file your 2011. Tax return.
Because with the 2010, you can't e-file those. You can't do any. You have to actually mail them.
You have to paper. You have to send them in by mail, unfortunately. So a lot of people get, I've had a lot of clients just this week, just past week, say, hey, you know, I want you to do my 2011 taxes, but I haven't done my 2010. I'm like,
so okay. There are people out there.
No, there are definitely people out there. A lot of people wait and hold off, and then because and we'll get into more about.
They know they're gonna owe.
They know they're gonna owe, or so they know wait to the last minute. They're gonna owe. They just don't want to pay.
But it doesn't. It doesn't go away.
It doesn't. No, 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 no. I didn't say they don't.
The thought process is like, I'm gonna owe, so I'm gonna wait. Like, you're gonna not owe that. Right, a year from now, when you file,
still owe. You're gonna still. To your point, you're going to still owe, but a lot of people, when they have come to me with their 2010 taxes, they say, I know I was going to have to pay. I just didn't feel like paying or dishing out $300 to H&R Block to tell me that. So instead of them, you know, going somewhere else.
They just do nothing.
They just sit on it. I mean, not everybody's
but
different.
Wouldn't having a penalty be worse than not paying the
penalty and the interest? To be honest, it's a penalty called DNF, did not file. Mm-hmm. It's really small. It's like 0.5%. So it's 0.5%. See, a lot of people, when they get caught up in the tax schemes or they get caught up in not filing for years, those are the people that have, and it's based on the amount of taxes due.
But so it's always like Ron Isley and Wesley Snipes.
Well, I just thought about him.
Because they're the ones that, when they get...
That was the first person that came to my mind.
Because that half percent is a grip. That's like they take in Peeble Bryson's Grammys. Remember that? They take his Grammys, Peeble Bryson? Because, yeah, it's
a lot of people have
it's a whole lot on
lost
it's
a
it's
lot.
All about the domination. What are that numerator looking like? Oh, wow, okay, $1 million. Oh, it's going to be nice.
Now, what if you haven't, you know, because there's, you know, and you hear, you know, the commercials and everyone say if you file an extension, if you can't do it by, you know, the time, which now is like the 17th,
yes.
File an extension. What if you don't file an extension? Is that like a bigger penalty if you...
It makes your situation worse, and because you basically tell the IRS, fill out my, come up with your own tax return for me, because I didn't file. So
wow.
They'll come up with their own, you know, calculation of what your tax return would have probably looked like based on your last year's information and using your current W-2s or 1099 employers and companies that sent them for 2011. They come up with their own calculation. They don't know if you're claiming people. They don't know if you have student loan interest. They don't know if you have you started a business. They don't know anything. So they'll send you a letter saying, hey, based on our records, you didn't file. Okay, that's cool. This is what we think your tax return would have looked like, i.e. saying you probably owe $3,000, which you only really would have owed $1,500 if you'd have just filed an extension and showed them this is what my tax return is. Give me 6 months and I'll come back to you all to try to pay it. So it just makes the situation worse. It doesn't.
Stay on top of your stuff, folks. How
about
that?
Top.
Just
definitely.
Stay on top. All right, so we have more with Xavier Epps. When we come back, if you have any questions, 301-560-6992. Now is the time to ask your tax-related questions. You can also hit us up on our Facebook page or Twitter. Flood the Block RS is the Twitter page. And, of course, Flood the Block Radio Show is the group page. We'll be right back right here on Flood the Block.
Live shout-outs. Request your favorite song. And discuss today's important issues on the flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup and brought to you by the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network.
We had a love, the kind I thought would last forever. I thought she would leave me never, but I was wrong. She went away and took my heart with her. Oh, I gotta move on now that you're gone. This is what I'm gonna do.
This is what I'm gonna do.
This is what I'm gonna do. I've been looking but cannot find, searching but cannot see.
I've got to move on. Now that you're gone,
that used to belong to you and me. Now that song makes me cry so freely, 'cause I can't stop the thought of you leaving me, babe. I used to love you, but now I gotta give that love to someone else. I used to be so enchanted by your presence, but now I'm all alone.
bad when it hurts so bad.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes?
Now here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back, right here on The Flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup and brought to you by the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back, Flood the Block Radio Show, right here on The Flow, rocktheflow.com. And two after the hour. Those special guests been having you beaming all show
long. I'm laughing at you now talking about your nightmare. Guests.
Oh, yeah. So, look. So I had, you know when you fall asleep and you have the TV on, which is probably like not the greatest thing to do because you start dreaming about the stuff that's on the TV. So, I'm like wondering why in the world if... Why is this annoying person in my dream talking about how much they done lost and they done did this? I was so annoyed. So finally I woke up and it's that, what is the name of the thing?
It was Insanity. Insanity
thing was on. And I couldn't go back to sleep because then it had my attention because I'm just like, okay. Because I'm like, I feel like a fat bastard. I need to be getting up and ordering this thing, right? But like, it was just, it was the worst ever. Like, them people looked crazy on there. Yeah, it was awesome though. But I mean the results was kind of like, I'm just like, wow, like everyone was ripped off of 2 months. Are you serious?
I can see why though.
Yeah, if you follow the program
they was doing.
Yeah,
I'd die.
You might.
I would die.
You can't, but see, you can't start there. You gotta start, you gotta dial it back.
It was like, well, if you can't keep up for a month or something, you can send it back, some crap like that. I was like, oh my gosh.
I bought his rockin' body. Shanti's rockin' body.
Yes, she
is
did.
Is it the same? Does it go like the same level of,
you know?
It's dancing, but what he has you doing in the dancing is better. It's not Richard Simmons dancing, so don't.
It's not the white Jufro.
It's not Billy Blanks Jr. dancing.
No, it's real, like real dance. You're doing real things, but the way he has you doing them and you keep repeating them and you get the little thing, like, and Shanti is, he's special. Because he like walk it, honey, and you just go.
That's because he's more of a woman than you are.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of fly.
He has a boyfriend.
Yeah, but he motivates me because when he did the walk, I was like, what? I can do it too.
Oh, so
come on, you can do it. You can do it. Come on, boom.
It's like you have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's a whole little.
So he gives you the whole schedule. Like, so it is kind of set up because with the.
It's very structured.
Why can't remember the damn name of this thing?
Insanity.
All right, so.
You should know.
I know, right?
Insane in the.
Oh, my gosh. Can you just imagine? He had on there where everything was this particular day, and then he also gave like a calendar.
And there's even a meal plan that comes
everything,
with.
Yeah.
But you don't. Most people don't follow the meal plan.
His meal plan isn't bad though. That he has.
Is this the thing you guys are sharing together? You left me out on.
No,
we didn't leave you out. We kept talking about it. It's the one I told you I ordered, and I told you like.
See. Oh. People always want.
Told her I ordered it, and I was like, "Yeah, I just ordered the Rock and Body thing because we were talking about I need, you know, DVDs and stuff."
We'll hook you up, Ty. We'll hook you up.
I don't see why, because she ain't gonna remember that we probably had this conversation.
Anyway, so
send her an email that you sent me to Beach Bar.
Never. Are you serious? So we have
Xavier.
She got
a little Tavian though. She don't need no exercise. She got Tavian to run around.
Yeah, right. I need exercise to run around with Tavian. How about that?
So back to the Money Man.
Yes, and we were actually having a great conversation off the air, which always happens. But we were getting, of course, we were with Xavier Epps and of X&E Financial.
Am I saying it right? Advising.
And of course, we were getting talking about taxes. And Melissa, actually, she posed a great question, and I kind of tagged on that because there are a lot of people, whether they're working. Or they're not working, and actually Simone just found out some good news with that as well, that, you know, they want to know if they can claim a certain person.
Somebody
so
wants some advice.
Can you kind of give us the insight that you gave off the air while I take this call?
Okay. Yeah, no problem. So at the end of the day, if a lot of people think that kids are worth a certain amount of money, a lot of people think that you claim a child, you get all this money, you know, $2,000-$3,000, and that's not true. And basically what the people are talking about, they're talking about the Earned Income Credit, abbreviated EIC. The Earned Income Credit only gives you up to 3 qualifying kids worth of credit or money of a refund. Mm-hmm. And it's based on different brackets or different tiers of your income. So let's say if you're an individual that doesn't have any qualifying children and you make up to $13,000, you qualify for the earned income credit, but it's a small amount, like $200-$300. But let's say you are an individual that has one qualifying child and make no more than $36,000 roughly, then you'll qualify for the earned income credit. But the amount you get is all tied into how much you made, how much in taxes you paid for the federal. And per child is not $1,000. It can be all the way up to $5,100. So a lot of people think just because they have two kids or three kids and they made $50,000 that they get to earn income credit. And that's not true because they're outside of that threshold. Because the max of the earned income credit with three kids is about $43,000, $44,000.
It's kind of like the more you make, the less you get back.
The more you make, the less you get back. The more money you make, the more taxes you're going to pay.
Right.
Unless you make a whole bunch of money.
Unless you're making a lot of money.
Like Warren Buffett.
Dividends and interest.
Like Warren Buffett, and then he pays less than the secretary does in taxes.
Warren Buffett doesn't pay himself anything from his company if you look at his books. He doesn't pay himself anything. And that's how you get around the tax system. Wow.
Mitt Romney, 15%.
Not to get into politics, but if I had a $3 to $5 billion company, why would I need to take a pay? I could run everything through my company, my whole life through that company.
Wow. All right, so we have another question. Wow. We have a caller. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Caller, are you there?
Caller, are you there? She must have left. All right, we'll call her.
Call back.
All right, so we had a caller.
Get some advice for free.
Back.
From the X-Man.
Oh, man.
But, and the kind of segues into, because there was a big conversation on Facebook, I believe, last week in regards to children claiming, you know, which parent should claim their child type of situation. And it was more so in regards to if the parents are together and, you know, it kind of went along the lines like if a guy pays child support, does he, you know, have to, you know, do you get him money back? That type of thing.
Right.
But when you think about, because a lot of people, I mean, basically, if you're getting child support through the court system, that's automatically taxed, correct?
No.
It's not?
No.
Because don't you have to claim that?
No.
You don't have to claim that?
It depends on what you're doing with your life. If you are on a voucher or something where you have to report all your income sources, then yes, it does count as income.
Can we let him answer?
I'm sorry. But
he's a specialist.
Go ahead. It's just because I saw
something where, you have to claim them.
No. Child support, no one gets a benefit for child support and taxes. Alimony. If an individual has to pay alimony, they get to report that they're paying that on their taxes, and so does the person receiving it because they're receiving it and it's considered income. Child support is strictly for the benefit of the child.
Supposed to be.
Because I thought normally they see that as income coming to whoever's receiving the child support. Like they see that as particular income.
Not when it comes to tax time.
Okay.
Tax time is totally different. When it comes to government benefits, TANF, welfare, yes, they include child support in the calculation. But tax time, a lot of people will be very, very happy if they can write off how much they pay in child support. Because it's an enormous amount of money flowing through the government system of how much people are paying in child support. But, you know, you do not, nowhere in the IRS or the Internal Revenue Code would you see you can deduct child support payments or you have to count child support as income.
Why are you laughing? Because if you could,
dudes would be like, yeah, I'm. Because that's why people don't pay child support, a lot of them, because they don't get any credit for it.
Well,
not that it's right or wrong.
I'm saying, but just
trifling people out there.
Well, yeah, but you know, a lot of parents, whether it's women, you know, the mother or the father who aren't active in their child's life, they're just paying, you know, they're expecting, you know, of course they're always expecting something in return. Mm-hmm. But what do you say in regards to, because from my understanding is if there's, and this is of course with something, I'm trying to make sure I remember the questions that was posed on this board, but basically when you have, when there's two different households. Mm-hmm. Now, normally, when you file your taxes, they, you know, and they're very, I mean, every year I see the taxes, they're more strict on.
Right.
They're
trying to get on the questions.
Like, is the child living mostly with you? Because, quite frankly, it to my understanding, it was stated that if the child is with a particular parent most of the time, then that parent is the one that's obligated to claim that child versus the other one.
Right.
Can you touch a little bit on that? Because isn't there like a form that that parent would have to, you know, I guess would be considered like the custodial parent or whatever, or whoever that child is with majority of the time, that she would have to or he would have to sign over a particular form to say, yes, the other parent can claim them this year type of thing?
Right. And basically, if, well, a lot of situations you may hear, if it's gone through court, like if there's already been a court agreement with custody, custody matter between the two parties, a non-custodial and a custodian, if it's been a custody matter, if the judge says, hey, the mother has full custody, legal and physical rights of this child, and the father is non-custodian, he has to pay child support. He has the child on, you know, the weekends or summers or whatnot. But in the court's eyes, and the court's tied into the federal government, which is tied into the treasury, the mother is the person that should be claiming the child, you know, on their tax return, not the father. Now, the mother and the father can come to an agreement, even outside the courts, come to agreement, say, hey, every other year, you know, let's switch it up.
Now, what benefits does that do for the parents? Like, what do you say to the parents that come in and they're like, they're asking you about, you know, switching up the tax years with the, like, what are the benefits, like the pros and cons of that?
I mean, the benefits can be if one parent made a less amount of money than the other parent, then it will benefit the one that made the less amount of money to claim the child to get the most out of the earned income credit that they're seeking. And whereas the parent that didn't make that much money if the parent made a lot of money and claiming a child, then what will happen is they won't see a lot of, like, to our point, the threshold for the earned income credit, they won't get anything for it. They make over, you know, $36,000 and only claiming that one child. That parent wouldn't get anything for it, so it would benefit if the other, you know, parent that made less than $36,000 claimed a child, because they'll get the earned income credit. And then, of course, like you were saying, the other parent can kick back something to the parent that took care of the child all year but didn't claim on the taxes.
But I guess that wouldn't necessarily help that parent, because then that means that parent's...
It really depends on how big the difference is. Like, when I say how big, it has to be like a gap of $20,000 in income.
Wow.
Because with that type of gap, the other parent can really generate a lot of refund or get a lot of refund back that can cover the cost of the other parent that makes that much more money tax burden and still has something left in her pocket or he or she's pocket.
Yeah, but you just never know.
You never know. You got to run the numbers both ways.
All right, so we have another caller. Caller, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Tracy, and I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Hi, Tracy from Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for calling to Flood the Block Radio Show. And you have a question for Xavier Epps?
Yes, I have a question. Mr. Xavier, I'm currently a student in VA, and I wanted to know, am I able to file taxes this year if I attended school the whole year last year?
Do you have any income?
I'm currently on SSI.
No, is your parents usually claim you or?
No, no one. I never filed taxes before. I don't know how this works, but someone told me that I was able to file taxes for school. So I just wanted to know, like, how true that is.
That's not true. Like, you normally have to have income. What you're filing is, you're basically reporting to the IRS all of the wages, Social Security tips, earnings from side jobs or contracted income that you receive for the year. You're just reporting that to the IRS because the IRS are getting copies of the W-2s, the 1099s, everything that you have gotten. So if you have nothing to report, then you don't have anything to file. The SSI income isn't taxable income. Is it being taxed?
No, just my loan for my school, and that's how they were saying that I can file that.
You know, that's a good question, because you know there are students, you know, because generally, you know, when you do, you know, file your taxes and things like that, you can deduct. You know, they do ask you for the education educational credit. I think that's what she's talking about.
Right, right. You're talking about, so like you received a form 1098 from the school.
Yes, they gave me a form, and someone said that being as though that I took out a loan for school that I can actually file taxes.
Yeah, but they probably didn't know you didn't have any income. They probably assumed that you worked.
So how does that work if she doesn't have any income? She just, that 1098? She can't,
it doesn't. Because what it basically does is a deduction. It's an educational deduction. You have the American life, you have American credit, the lifetime credit, all these different credits for education. It basically knocks off your tax.
Am I able to?
I'm sorry, go
am
ahead.
Am I able to claim my cousin?
No, you don't have any income. Like, in order for you to file taxes, you have to file taxes with income that you've earned.
So someone can claim you.
Someone can claim you and claim your 1098 tuition expense or any 1098E from the interest that you paid on the student loans thus far.
So if I can get someone to claim me and claim the student loan that I took out.
Yeah, but I think we're kind of treading the waters in terms of what's legal and what's not legal. If you're just saying letting a person,
is that legal?
I mean, someone has to be taking care of you. Has to be someone taking care of you to provide more than 50% of their income towards your living.
Oh, that's understandable.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying. Yeah, so if someone that's taking care of you can claim you, and they can also claim the tuition and any other expenses related to school, and they will reap the benefit of, you know, that on their tax return.
So if she was a student. Thank you, caller. Did you have another question?
No, that's it. Thank you so much, Xavier.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, caller. And So what if she was just, I guess, like for a typical student that, let's say, you know, they stayed home with their parents or what have you, then that's the easy thing. The parents can pretty much claim that person and can also claim, you know, the educational expense, whatever.
Right, right. But in her case, it definitely sounded like she was independent and she didn't have, her parents don't claim her.
But she, in this, and wow.
Which was oddity, a little. Just slightly, because usually, parents will just be like, oh, I'm claiming them, or someone is...
Right. She'd know. Be someone's dependent, if right. that's the case, because
she doesn't have no income.
And, right. And that's a very interesting situation there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so... tips. It's 20 after the hour. Of course, we have Xavier Epps in the studio with us, giving you his tax tips. And actually, we'll come up with some more tax tips. And when we come back, let's get into some of the things that some people miss when it comes to deductions and things mm-hmm. like that they can possibly, you know, add on to. You know, they may be like, oh, wow, I didn't know I can actually get money off of that.
Right, right, right.
It's such a wonderful, wonderful feeling when you see the money. That when you see how much you owe go down and like, how much you get
like
back.
My glasses.
Right. It's like, oh,
I was able
man.
To claim my two pairs of glasses.
This
that was great.
Awesome. Yeah. So when we come back, Xavier is going to definitely fill us in on some things that you guys may miss out. So you definitely want to stay tuned for this because, like I said, you do not want to miss out on anything on getting money back into your pocket. All right. Right here on Flood the Block Radio Show. 301-560-6992 is the number if you want to call in. And if you have your questions, also you can hit us up on Facebook page at Flood the Block Radio Show or at Flood the Block RS on Twitter. All right. We'll be right
or
back.
Or on your smartphone via the TuneIn app. Don't forget about that.
They can text us through there?
No, but they can listen.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. You can listen to that. I was talking about posting their questions.
I'm multitasking over here. So
I need you to pay attention. We'll be back.
My fault, Radio Land. Oh.
We've been through too much together, and that separates us from the rest. Now we're approaching up on stormy weather,
Let's see what our love is made of. I heard you were crying last night. Said I should have been by your side. Yeah. Said, girl, please, don't you leave me. And girl, don't you say goodbye. Now we've been through too much together, and we're approaching stormy weather. But girl, you're my first love. And no matter what the people say, I'm gonna love you anyway. Girl, you're my first love. Yeah.
Dennis.
J-O-C. I'll let you share.
Mama mia more, I adore. Bet y'all give you the world and more. Purchase the bluest hues, of course. Or we could vacate somewhere, I'm sure. Or we could stay home tonight. Top some popcorn and get it right. Dim them lights, be my snack in the middle of the night. I
see you at the corner, corner of my eye. When you're walking by, I get an appetite. Wanna take your picture, won't you strike a pose? Turn it into art, just wanna let you know.
I think you're sexy, sexy, baby, won't you let me paint the perfect picture of us? It's so electric, babe. Something classic, make it everlasting. It's gonna be incredible. Priceless, it can't be sold. Gonna see the portrait of a lover. This ain't the Mona Lisa, no Michelangelo picture.
Of love, that's Sherry Dennis right here on Flood the Block Radio Show, right here on the Flow, rocktheflow.com. And Xavier, there's so many questions coming in about taxes, and we have another caller call you there.
Yes.
All right, caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Kay. I'm calling from Southeast Washington, D.C.
All right, welcome to the show, Kay. And what is your question for Xavier?
Xavier, I wanted to ask you, say for instance, a spouse works a regular 9-to-5 job and the other spouse owns a small business. During tax time, can those taxes be combined, or how does that work?
Yeah, no, definitely. You can do a Murray filing jointly tax return, or you do a Murray filing separately. And you can also use the wages from the one spouse that files their taxes, and you can also use... Now, is this business a small business or is it a corporation?
A small business. And suppose the small business took a loss for that year.
Right. And that loss would basically carry forward. The loss would basically carry over onto, you know, the spouse's taxable income. So let's say they had, let's say the adjusted income was $40,000 for both of the couples. And then they had a loss of $10,000 for the business. Now their new adjustable taxable income is $30,000 because they suggested $10,000 down because of the loss from the business. So it all carried over. It all carries over from the Schedule C, which you would report the sole proprietorship or business expenses and the loss.
Okay. And how can people get in touch with an advisor from your company?
Okay. Well, yeah, it's me and my me and an associate advisor, but you know, people can go Google XNE Financial Advising LLC. They can visit us at www.xnefinance.com. you know, just Googling the name, you'll see a whole bunch of documents and web pages pop up. You can find
us. Yep, they're Twitter, on Facebook.
Twitter. You'll see it all pop up. Twitter is XNE Financial. So, you know, just send us a message. We'll be more than happy to help, you know, you guys out.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right, thanks for calling in.
No problem.
All right. So a lot of good questions, tonight. And you actually had a couple of things that you want to inform some of the listeners as regards to some of the taxes and some kind of myths.
Right. So a lot of people think, and I wrote about this in a couple of news articles that's out there floating around on Google, like everything else is. I wrote an article about
Google, FYI. I'm sorry.
You said you love Google?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I love Google too. Don't get me wrong. no comment. But at the end of the day, a lot of people just off the break think that they're entitled to a refund, or because they owe for so many years, they think they're going to owe every year thereafter. And it's not true. And people really should start taking a look at their most current tax return to see what to expect for the new year. And I wrote an article about two main things you should look at when you're preparing your taxes or about to get your taxes prepared. You should look at what filing status, because there's five. You have to hit a house on Murray filing jointly, separately, qualified widow, and single. Those are the five filing statuses.
What makes more, if a widow? I'm just playing.
And it's sad. I mean, you're only a widow once.
For real?
On a tax return, like, you can only do it for 1 or 2 years, I believe. After that, you can be able, you have to go back to single or a household. And rightfully so, you can't ride off of the back of a deceased person for so long. But the widow and the Murray filing jointly couple will get the most money. They get equally the same amount of a deduction off, which is $11,700 for the 2011 tax period. So you have these five filing statuses. So you understand what they're worth. You know, you have the single that's worth only $5,800 off the taxable income. And you have the hit a household that's worth $8,500 off. You have the Murray filing jointly, like I said, is actually $11,600 off. And then you have Murray filing separately, which is $5,800 off. And a lot of people say, why is my deduction for Murray filing separately so much different from Murray filing jointly? And it's because you're basically telling the IRS that me and my spouse had some issues, so we're basically going to file like we're single individuals. And the IRS says, okay, well, if you want to file like single individuals, we're going to give you single individual credit deductions.
Ratchet.
So that's what's going on there in the qualified widow.
That's almost like trying to file complicated, like how they do on Facebook. Yeah.
complicated.
It's complicated. The IRS is like, okay. I think we have another caller. Okay. Caller, you there? Caller, are you there? Okay, well, call back.
I have a question.
Sure.
Every year seems like I have a problem with my employer not taking out enough Maryland state taxes. I work in D.C., but I always have a problem that they never took enough taxes out. They're taking more than enough out in my eyes every month, but what is it about certain things that are not taking enough taxes out? Like, what makes it, because I only do one on my taxes every year, on my W-2s.
Oh, you're for the W-4.
So
what's going on is you everyone has to understand the states aren't going to give you as much credit and deductions as the federal will. So taking that into mind, you should always typically pay more to state taxes than you should federal. So if you're looking at your year-to-date wages and, you know, taxes deducted on your paycheck, and you see you're paying more to federal, which you'll get more credits from, you know, you get a bunch of credits from federal that you wouldn't even get on the state level. You see all these credits and stuff, but then you look at your state, and you're like, I'm paying less into state. Likely you're going to owe state at the end of the year. So unfortunately, you're going to have to let state take every little dime that they could take and put it at zero. Put it at zero exemptions. Because basically, you're at an income bracket, obviously, that at one exemption, because you're doing one for yourself. Mm-hmm. Even at one exemption, that's not enough for the state. So the only way, and when you put it at zero, what would likely happen is it will result in a little refund next year.
That exemption thing always used to confuse me, and I think I always kept it at zero because I was just like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm zero. Yeah. Is that right, or is that wrong?
No, I mean, everybody's situation is, like, all three of you that's here have a different tax situation. So while she may be zero, you may actually be at two exemptions.
And it does that mean? Can you kind of, like,
basically, the exemptions are there to tell your employer how much to withhold for each exemption is worth a certain amount. So percentage is broken up in different ways, and it's really complicated. But at the end of the day, the more exemptions you have, the less taxes they take out. The less exemption you have at zero, which is, that's it, the most taxes they would take out. So if you're an individual that has been filing taxes, making the same amount of income year over year, and you owed state or you overpaid a lot to state, when I say overpaid, like $1,000 or so, then you probably want to change your exemption by one or two. And the cool thing to look at is to basically look at your tax return for your state and see how, because your state will tell you how much you were supposed to pay in state taxes for the year. So if that amount says $2,000 for the year on your tax return, if it says, you know, taxes due, before they add your credits, it says taxes due $2,000, but after all your payments and your credits, you get a $500 refund. But you know for the year, you were supposed to pay $2,000. So you need to make sure that on your tax return. On your tax, and I want you to have a copy.
On the tax, on the state.
On the state and federal. It basically breaks it down, and I'm going to talk about it in a few minutes when we was talking about the filing status, so I was about to get into the exemptions. But you can calculate what your tax rate is just using a marginal or average rate of, let's say, 10, 12, 13%. Based on that rate, you know for the year, I'm supposed to pay $2,000 into Maryland. So if it's 6 months and you look at your year to date and you paid on $2,500, then you overpaid. But if you paid them only $500 year to date in 6 months, then you need to take the exemptions down a little bit so they can get to $2,000 by the end of the year.
And what about when you have more than one job? Because I work two jobs, and I noticed that on my part-time, they take out a little bit on both everything. Mm-hmm. Is it because probably how much I'm bringing in?
No, they don't. The two jobs have no idea what you're making.
No, I mean the part-time. Like, the part-time is the one sometimes that I see some takes very minimum out.
Right.
But is that what I'm making on that particular paycheck that's making it so low? Because I think that is what makes my state at the end of the year make me, if I didn't have an exemption,
I would owe.
But I think that's what makes it worse at the end of the year for me because they're not taking enough out.
Right. And if you have the exemptions at one, you simply have to change it to zero, which will probably result in you overpaying a little bit. Not a whole lot, but and if they're not really taking out anything, you probably won't even see a big difference when you drop it to zero. If it's already at one, it's not too far off from zero because it's like the amount either way goes up a little bit, down a little bit in amount of new taxes when you change the exemptions. But if you go from zero to six, then that's a big jump. So you're probably not paying any taxes at all because you have more exemptions. But it depends on your income.
I know federal kills me.
Yeah, and see, the thing is, the federal is typically your biggest refund. And on top of it being your biggest refund, you get the most credits and the most deductions for federal. So you technically should be paying more into state.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we have another caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Ricardo, and I'm calling from Waldorf, Maryland.
Okay, Ricardo. What is your question?
My question is simply this. I filed my tax return in 2010. Unfortunately, I owe the federal government. And let's say I haven't paid them, right? Mm-hmm. And so let's say I filed my taxes in 2011, and let's say I'm getting a return. So does the federal government just automatically take that and apply it to whatever debt I owe them?
Yeah, they would garnish it. They would garnish it. They'll send you a notice of offset, which basically means we're taking your tax return or tax refund for 2011 applying it to any prior tax liabilities you have due.
Okay, and let's say whatever the tax return is for 2011, let's say it satisfies the debt for 2010. Will they send me something that's saying that debt has been satisfied, or do I just need to get in touch with them? Or,
no, they'll
how should I close the loop on that?
No, they'll definitely send you a letter letting you know if you have any outstanding balance after they've taken your money.
Okay, let's say I don't have an outstanding balance.
No, what I'm saying is they'll send you a letter say, hey, we garnished X amount of dollars. This is how much was left over. Or this is how much you don't have to pay now. You're finished. It's completely zero. So they'll send you a letter. They'll definitely let you know what your account status or account balance is, if any. And they'll still let you know that it's, you know, zero. But it's likely, you know, that it has interest. And this penalty called DNF did not foul. But you did foul. You just didn't pay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, right. So they just have a small amount of interest on it.
Yep. Thank you very much.
No problem.
All right. Thank you, caller. All right. Okay. So let's go ahead because time is running out, which it always does when we get in the juice, in the juicy parts.
Juice? What is going on, Tia? For real? What are we talking about?
Me don't know.
Anyway, so can you please give us the tips that you were going to give us? Just can we just real quick in regards to, because you touched on the statuses, and make sure that you guys basically that they're filing correctly, right, as far as if right. they're single, head of household, and then we just learned that if you're married, you may want to keep it married jointly, right, versus right. separately, because then it's going to look
they're
at
treat you as a separate and single individual.
That is so funny. It's
get
crazy.
To earn income credit or anything. It really down to the bottom. But yeah, as I was saying, so you got to understand your filing status. Once you understand your filing status, then you understand how many exemptions you have. And in terms of exemptions are yourself and the number of people that you're claiming, the dependents. Each exemption is worth $3,700 or $3,700. Now, once you have those two numbers in mind, then you can kind of run your own calculation and see if you overpaid or underpaid into federal taxes for the year. Let's say, for instance, we have taxpayer A that makes $35,000. Mm-hmm. That's single with no kids. Then you have taxpayer B that makes the same amount of income, $35,000, but has a dependent and files at a household.
Okay.
Now, what you would see, not even to go through all the, you know, the numbers about it, you know, taxpayer A... Let's use a 10% tax rate. Taxpayer A will owe about $2,550 into taxes after you take the single
they
deduction.
They will owe?
Yeah, that's how much the taxes are due.
Okay.
I'm not assuming any credits. I'm not assuming the amount of taxes he paid for the year. I'm just assuming what you'll see on your tax return is that it tells you based on your taxable income, this is how much you should have paid for the year. And then comes your tax payments, your donations, the credits, all the other good stuff.
Okay.
So just off the, you know, just off
just
the,
off
the
that first screen, basically when they take all the income and everything, it's kind of like this is how much you owe.
This
before.
Is how much you should have paid into okay. taxes. Okay. So if taxpayer A, he will owe with that $35,000 income minus $5,300 for single, or what is it, $5,800 for single and $3,700 for exemption, his taxable income will be $25,500. So he will owe a tax rate of 10%, he will owe $2,550 just off the cuff. This is how much you should have paid. Taxpayer B, same income, has one dependent, filing head of household. Instead, taxpayer B's taxable income is only $19,100. Whereas taxpayer A's income is $25,500. Mm. Taxpayer B will only have to pay $1,910 at a 10% tax rate. So off the break, the two same income, just one with a dependent and a different filing status, and the other one with no dependent and a different filing status, is a difference of almost $660 in taxes due.
Wow.
So then what you look at is your W-2. You look at your W-2, you say, okay, box 2. How much did I pay into federal taxes? If you pay, you know, using that same assumption, 10% mm-hmm. tax rate, taking the filing status, taking how many exemptions you have, multiplying it by 37, and then you say, okay, how much did I, you know, pay into federal taxes? If you see that you paid a whole lot less than, let's say, that $2,550, then it's likely you're going to owe. Now, this is before, like I said, this is before credits and everything comes into play. It's likely that you may owe, is what I should say. But let's say if you paid box 2 for federal taxes, say you paid $3,000 for taxes, and you know just off your taxable income before your credits and deductions that you're only supposed to pay $2,550. So you know for sure once the credits and all the deductions roll in, you're going to have a refund. And wow. That's how you do it.
Okay, so is this, and this is something that you published?
Yeah, this is something I published.
Now, where can someone, you know, go and view that?
They can visit www.xnefinance.com and click on our monthly newsletter. This monthly newsletter was January 2012 monthly newsletter.
Oh, wow, so awesome. So you guys can actually go on the website and basically read through some of the, you're pretty much giving them tips through the newsletters.
Right.
You definitely want to go and take advantage of that. Like you said, you can log on to www.xnefinance.com. He's on Facebook. He's on Twitter. You can contact him anyway. We have to get ready to kind of close out the show. It's so much information. It's crazy. And the phones are still kind of blowing up. But we'll be right back right here on Flood the Block Radio Show with Xavier Epps.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes?
Now, here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back, right here on The Flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup and brought to you by the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome to love. Can I take your order? And you can have it your way.